It will not be easy to explain. Certainly, losing your mother had a great deal to do with it. But I didn't enroll to avenge her, even though I had that in mind, too. You had more to do with it.
Me?
Yes, you. Son, I always understood what you were doing better than your mother did. Don't blame her. She never had a chance to know, any more than a bird can understand swimming. And perhaps I knew why you did it, even though I beg to doubt that you knew yourself at the time. At least half of my anger at you was sheer resentment that you had actually done something that I knew, buried deep in my heart, I should have done. But you weren't the cause of my joining up either. You merely helped trigger it, and you did control the service I chose. He paused. I wasn't in good shape at the time you enrolled. I was seeing my hypnotherapist pretty regularly. You never suspected that, did you? But we had gotten no farther than a clear recognition that I was enormously dissatisfied. After you left, I took it out on you. But it was not you, and I knew it, and my therapist knew it. I suppose I knew that there was real trouble brewing earlier than most. We were invited to bid on military components fully a month before the state of emergency was announced. We had converted almost entirely to war production while you were still in training. I felt better during that period, worked to death, and too busy to see my therapist. Then I became more troubled than ever. He smiled. Son, do you know about civilians?
Well, we don't talk the same language, I know that.
Clearly enough put. Do you remember Madame Rootman? She was on a few days' leave after I finished basic and I went home. I saw some of our friends, said goodbye, she among them. She chatted away and said, "So, you're really going out? Well, if you reach far away, you really must look up dear friends, the Brigatos." I told her as gently as I could that it seemed unlikely, since the Arachnids had occupied far away. It didn't faze her in the least. She said, "Oh, that's all right, they're civilians." Father smiled cynically. "Yes, I know. But I'm getting ahead of my story. I told you that I was getting still more upset. Your mother's death released me for what I had to do, even though she and I were closer than most. Nevertheless, it set me free to do it. I turned the business over to Morales."
"Old man Morales? Can he handle it?"
"Yes, because he has to. A lot of us are doing things we didn't know we could. I gave him a nice chunk of stock. You know the old saying about the kine that tread the grain. And the rest I split two ways. In a trust. Half to the Daughters of Charity, half to you whenever you want to go back and take it. If you do. Never mind. I had at last found out what was wrong with me. I had to perform an act of faith. I had to prove to myself that I was a man. Not just a producing, consuming, economic animal. But a man." At that moment, before I could answer anything, the wall speakers around us sang, shines the name of Roger Young. And a girl's voice added, "Personnel for FCT, Roger Young, stand to boat. Berth H, 9 minutes. Father bounced to his feet, grabbed his kit roll. "That's mine. Take care of yourself, son, and hit those exams, or you'll find you're still not too big to paddle."
"I will, father."
He embraced me hastily. "See you when we get back." And he was gone. On the bounce.